This presentation, you're going to get to see something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a brief bit of history, and then we're going to dive right into it because I'm probably going to run out of time. So by way of history, I've been speaking at this conference for a while. I truly enjoy this conference, and it is the one that drives whatever it is I end up talking about for the rest of the year on the speaking circuit. So I always come up with my ideas for this one first. When we did the planning session, I didn't have any ideas at all. There was nothing that interested me. It was the first time that had happened in 15 years, and I said, I pass. I'm not speaking. Don't worry about it. When the brochure came around, they had me on it. And I said, no, I don't have a topic. And it actually said, Jason, to provide topic. And I was like, I don't have a thing. And like, look, we have a blank in the spot. Will you go ahead and present? By that time, several things that started to interest me had occurred, and this speech was born. So you've already heard from Laura Merritt about Trump's first 100 days. I'm not going to revisit that. I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to touch on the executive orders because they're key to what I want to actually talk to you about, but I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it. You've also heard from Mike Golden about actually finding social media and getting it into evidence. Now, not shockingly, I work with those two people, and these are things that we sit around and brainstorm about. This topic was really me stepping back and for the first time maybe ever being able to apply my thinking as a defense lawyer, an employment defense lawyer, to something I was reading in the news on a daily basis. And so what I decided to do is I decided to approach the challenges to the two travel bans as an employment lawyer. Meaning, if you actually go look at particularly the Fourth Circuit's analysis, part of that analysis includes the government, when it passes a regulation of that flavor, has to state a facially legitimate reason for why it's doing it. If the plaintiff can then show, however, that that reason is offered in bad faith and that there is some reason to believe that the true purpose behind it is something like religion, that may end up violating the Establishment Clause. Now.